USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tourism helicopter from K&S Helicopters carrying six people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. Three people were killed and four wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show was being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats, a cover-up to not reveal all the facts and only present the facts that achieve their partisan view, get Trump. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Sunday marks a new day for Russia's fast food lovers as former McDonald's restaurants will reopen under new branding and ownership. The relaunch begins on Russia Day, a patriotic holiday celebrating the country's independence, at the same flagship location in Moscow, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in 1990. As the San Francisco district attorney was recalled and booted out of office for his soft-on-crime mentality, Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna says the next recalled soft-on-crime DA will be Los Angeles's Gascon.
His policies obviously are the cause of the increase in crime. He comes into office, he implements immediately some new policies, and crime has just gone through the roof. There's audio tapes of inmates saying they want to get his name tattooed on their forehead. He calls they refer to him as the champ, right? So he's the champ to criminals. They're toasting him in jail, and he's releasing all these violent offenders early or with no bail. And then he wants to blame old policy for the increase in violence. I think he's backed into a corner. He knows he's going to get recalled, and he's doing everything he can to point the finger somewhere else instead of taking responsibility.
How big is the state of Alaska? Well, it's larger than Montana, Texas, and California combined. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.